Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome. I'm so happy you're here. I'm going to be talking about a topic that is so important, and that is sleep. Sleep is essential to us having a great life, a great relationship, and being functional in our daily tasks and duties, as you know. I know that when I have a bad night's sleep, everything seems worse. All the things that I need to do seems like a massive milestone. I see everything with less rose-tinted glasses. I couldn't think of the opposite, but you know what I mean. Everything seems a bit worse. And this often can happen in relationships as well. So if someone is sleeping less, then they can see their marriage as not as good as what it is. And this has come up a lot of times when I work with couples who have young children, where they're waking up all different times in the night, and this can cause an impact on the relationship. There are many benefits for sleeping next to somebody. Your heart can beat in the same way, your breath gets into the same rhythm, so it's like an unconscious way of connecting, which is why sleeping next to your husband or wife is a really powerful way to enhance and improve the relationship and to keep that closeness, that togetherness. Also, the symbol of sleeping next to somebody that you're married to and you're in love with is what a lot of us either consciously or subconsciously design as being part of a relationship. I'm part of a relationship now because we share a bed. So when someone moves out into the sofa, when someone moves to the spare room, it can really feel like a loss. It can really cause a lot of confusion. And it can also signal that perhaps separation or divorce is the next step. And this can make couples feel uneasy, or one person in the relationship feel uneasy. Also, sometimes couples can enjoy sleeping separately. They sleep separately because of snoring, for example. And I do a lot of hypnotherapy for snoring. I can do hypnotherapy to help the person that is bothered by the snoring to just find it relaxing and sleep to it. And I've also done hypnotherapy for the person that has the snoring to reduce their noise. It is far much easier, I must say, for the person to enjoy their partner's snoring and to take it as a sign that it's relaxing them and they're falling asleep. And this can be very, very powerful to help a relationship as well. According to the National Sleep Foundation, a survey was done and it found that 12% of Americans that are married sleep alone. That's amazing, isn't it? 12%. So 1 in 10 people sleep alone. And not surprisingly, if they've got young children, that's definitely a cause. Snoring is another cause. And what is very interesting is that those with less marital satisfaction said they're sleeping a lot less than they were 5 years ago. So if you're not happy in your relationship, then it can cause sleep problems, is what the study was alluding to. And that you're more likely to experience sleep problems if you're unhappy in your relationship. So another great motivation to take whatever steps you can to make your relationship really good. So I have a very special guest with me today who has created a product to help people with their sleep. I'm going to introduce him in a minute. And I just wanted to share this because it's something that we all can suffer with from time to time. And there's different reasons that people have bed problems, sleeping problems. Sometimes it can be not sleeping in the right position. Sometimes it can be the temperature of the room. Sometimes it can be whether your partner is cuddling you or not cuddling you. Sometimes it can be with the texture of the sheets. It can be the alarms. Or sometimes I've slept in places where they just have that clock ticking. And even just that small tick of the clock that really unnerves me, really makes me feel like agitated. I don't know why. Makes me feel like I should be awake, or I don't know, I can't sleep, so I have to just literally take out the batteries if it's one of those battery ones, or just literally go and hide it somewhere and then put it back in the room once I've gonna leave the hotel or something. I can't stand it. Tossing and turning, of course, can cause either one of you to not sleep. These days, I'm working with a lot of people with anxiety, and the people that I work with anxiety or ADHD, they really like to have noise going on. They like to have constant noise to comfort them, to soothe them, and the other person might not want that kind of noise. Then there is the firmness of the bed, the size of the bed, the getting up in the middle of the night, and that I definitely do that. I drink far too much herbal teas before I go to sleep, and water, and yes, that's definitely something I need to work on. And then I mentioned snoring, having a window open, and of course dreams and nightmares and things like that. And I also want to mention going to bed angry. If you've had an argument, it's always better to resolve it. Personally, I can't sleep if I go to bed angry. It's really difficult. Some people find it very easy. And then there's insomnia. So this can be any number of reasons, a lot on your mind and that kind of thing. So I wanted to have a guest on the show that knows a lot about sleeping and who can really give us some tips. And it's fascinating what he's created. So I'm excited to welcome Richard Jacobs. Richard is the inventor of the Good Night's Sleep Project. And this is basically featuring a custom tailored pillow. So a pillow made for you. This custom tailored pillow idea came from Richard interviewing over 110 sleep professionals and dealing with his own sleep issues for the past 20 plus years. So he was super motivated, really understands the pain and the problems that a lack of good sleep can cause. So welcome, Richard, really excited to have you here with us.
Sure, thanks, Nicola. Yeah, so I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've done a number of things throughout the years, working for myself for about 20 years. And then last year, you know, I'm laying there in bed with my wife. We had woken up and I told her, you know, the pillow I'm using, it's collapsed again. I'm tired of this. I'm not sleeping well. And she said, oh, I'll take your pillow if you don't want it. I said, you've had like 10 pillows this past year. Why do you need mine? And she says, well, maybe it'll work better for me because the ones I have, I don't like either. So I said, you know what they really need to do is make a custom tailored pillow for people. So if you have wide shoulders or a big head, whatever it is that it suits you, like prescription eyeglasses. And she says, well, why don't you go do that? I says, okay. And that's how the whole project started.
Wow. So literally a conversation in bed one morning or evening, and
exactly.
It's become a massive area for you. So you've been growing this area now. How has it developed?
I have a team of people overseas, so we started over there making the pillows and actually selling them overseas. And about 2 months ago, we started selling in the U.S., mostly through Facebook and online. So it's working. I mean, we're selling the pillows and, you know, going through that process and creating new pillows and different designs. We created a travel pillow that's custom but smaller. We created a transit pillow when you sit on airplanes and buses and, you know, and these are all custom to the user. So I think it'll make people's travel and sleep and everything a lot better by having customized stuff.
So have you done some research into this then? Like, does it really help people to get, when they have that custom pillow, does it make a huge difference?
Yeah, when I started researching, what I found is that people's airway is only as wide as like a garden hose. So that's 0.6 to 0.8 inches, which is not much. And when it gets kinked or compressed because you're sleeping in a bad position or you have allergies or, you know, let's say you're very heavy set, again, or your bed's not right, it can easily compress that airway and stop you from breathing entirely, which is called sleep apnea, when you choke in your sleep. Or it can certainly restrict it, which worsens snoring. It makes the tissue have to, vibrate to get air past it. You know, when you have a hose and you're wondering if you kink it, you notice the water spurts out faster. It makes a noise. Well, same thing if your throat is not open, ideally. You'll more likely to make noise and snore louder. So it helps people that have neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, snoring and apnea. Those are the main things.
Wow. And I know that for a lot of the couples that I work with, that snoring is one of the biggest reasons why they started living in separate rooms, sleeping in the separate rooms, and then ended up staying in the separate rooms. And it can be a real issue. And I've had couples sometimes, even a holiday can be a bit of a challenge unless there's an extra spare room within the hotel suite, let's say, for one person to be out of the room because of snoring. So I'm sure it can make a huge difference.
Yeah, I've had that problem myself. When I went on vacation with my family, a couple of years ago, they're joking, oh, daddy snores. And I said, oh no, what are we going to do? I'll have to get like two hotel rooms because I don't want to keep them up. So it's embarrassing, it's expensive. And, in a home situation, you fear that, if your partner is not in the bed with you, chances are you don't have two beds that are equally as good, so one gets the couch maybe. And then you worry, what are they doing on the couch? Are they texting somebody? Are they, who knows? So it can really impact your relationship badly if you don't sleep together. And the stats I've seen is that 25% of all couples don't sleep together. Well, they may start out that way and not finish because one's snoring. And you can guess because of the embarrassment, that's probably underreported. So this affects relationships big time.
Yeah, and there's lots of research to show that it really benefits a couple when they do share a bed because it's that connection. They're breathing in the same way, their heart is beating in the same way. There's a unconscious connection which can be very strong to help a couple stay connected. So, and also, the people that I've worked with feel terrible that they're keeping their family awake, and they're told, unless they want to have a very expensive operation on their nose that may or may not work, or their throat, then that's the only option. So it's great that you've developed this. So how can the listeners find out more about how it works, or how to order them? And how does it work? How does someone send their head measurements? Or I'm just curious, how does it all work?
So the big premise in making this pillow, I wanted to make it really easy for people to get the pillow and have it be prescription. Not exactly prescription, but attuned to them. So, when I would buy pillows, I'd go on Amazon and I'd look, they have small, medium, large, firm, soft, or you go to the store and you kind of mush the pillows in your hands. But what's unique here is I created an app where people can just have a picture or two taken of themselves, and we use machine vision, AI, to extract their measurements. So the cool thing is you can get the measurements done anywhere. Someone can take a picture of you. We've gotten pictures from people at work. My dad lives in New York and he was dropping me off at the airport and we were in the drop off lane and he said, oh, you forgot my picture for the pillow. I said, well, we could do it right here. He said, what, are you crazy? I said, yeah, we could do it. Why not? Just don't get hit by a car, but stand there. And I did his picture. He said, all right, I love you. Bye. Got on the plane and made him a pillow.
Wow.
I want to make it, again, ultra convenient. If you're on the surface of Mars and you can take a picture, that's all we need and we can do the rest for you.
Wow, that's amazing. Brilliant. And
that part of it is patented. That's the uniqueness of it.
And do they have the same firmness, the same thickness, or how do you determine that? Or is there a standard size that is good for people to have? The standard, I don't know, how does that side work?
We make the basic dimensions of the pillow are what you'd see normally.
Yeah.
Because, I didn't know this at first, but, women especially would want the pillows to sit on the bed side by side so that they're the width of the mattress. So they're standard sizes, king, queen, etc., but the shape is very different. It's a wedge shape. And the reason why is when you lay on a normal pillow, the weight of your head is about 9-10 pounds, and that compresses a pillow in and the pillow bunches up around your face a bit.
Yeah.
These are a wedge. So you sleep on the thick side of the wedge. So the weight of your head makes the pillow flat. Now when you lay on it, it's perfectly flat. And we have interior materials and the design is such that it doesn't mush up around your face. So it's it keeps your neck straight when you're a side sleeper or a back sleeper. Maybe pick which one you want. So again, it keeps that neck straight, keeps the airway open. And it's very comfortable when people lay on it. And we've got it right. They go, oh, that's pretty comfortable.
Mm.
And we've had a lot of customers that have fallen asleep faster because they're more comfortable. Their neck pain and stuff almost always goes away
because the neck is straight and it's not being strained all night.
Yeah.
Some people, again, you know, I can't promise cures, but we actually have recordings of some customers who were nice enough to give us, there's this app called Snore Lab. So we recorded them with and without the pillow. And without the pillow, or sorry, with the pillow, you could hear the snoring is lessened and the raspiness or the strength of the snore is reduced as well, which is really cool to hear. I know it sounds weird to like be happy about someone snoring less, but
yeah, it's massive.
The recording is really cool.
Yeah. I mean, it makes such a difference. Yeah. And
so that's what it's about.
Yeah. And I know myself, I suffer with the, whenever I do feel stressed or tense, it's often because I've had a poor night's sleep. And I know that my pillow isn't quite right, but when I try my other pillows on my bed, they're even worse. So I'm actually putting up with the one that I don't feel, which I know isn't right, but I didn't realise that there were other options. Because when I've gone and brought new pillows, I found them way too thick. So it's like, okay, do I go through the pain of trying to break in a new pillow, or do I just keep with my one that is probably too flat? And so that's the dilemma that I've been in. And now I'm going to definitely check out your site today. So,
yeah,
thank you.
I appreciate it.
Great.
Yeah, like I said, it's a simple concept. You know, this is a mechanical fix, but it's a fix that's really been ignored for people. Like,
yeah.
I can tell you about the mattress, too, just so listeners know.
Oh, yes, please.
We weighed at, like, I don't know, 50 people. And we looked and we saw on average their hip area is about 60% of their weight. Their shoulders are like 30%, and the head's, you know, 10%. So when you sleep on a mattress, the middle wears first.
Yeah.
Because of the weight, then the shoulder, and then the head. So if anyone listening knows, after a while, you're sleeping uphill, and there's usually a dent in the bed. And if two people sleep, they'll fall into the dent together. But at the very least, you'll start sleeping uphill. So any pillow you have, the angle starts changing as the mattress wears. And that's one reason that and the flattening of the pillow, you'll pretty much never have a pillow that will work for you long term. And if it's not customized to begin with, you're just like guessing to see what works for you, you know?
Yeah. And do you ship them around the world? Is it possible to get them shipped to different locations?
Yeah, we've got customers in, overseas, near India and Pakistan. We have them in the US. We just started getting one or two in Canada. But yeah, we can ship worldwide. There's no problem.
Brilliant. Okay. And what's the website, please?
It's called GoodNightsSleepProject.com, and nights is plural, so GoodNightsSleepProject.com.
Brilliant. Well, I'll put a link along with this episode, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there anything else you feel that would be good to share?
Yeah, when we spoke, you wanted me to mention about marriages, which is important because I know you do relationship counseling. Overall, what I've learned is, and you mentioned this already, if you don't feel good, you won't treat the people around you well. You know, you'll be irritable with them. So that means, you know, husband, wife, partner, kid, you know, people at work, whatever. Who wants that? Who wants to have, like, you know, snappy conversations with everyone they know and not be in a good mood? So it's really important to sleep well. Like, people don't realize, you know, they realize, but they don't really think about it. Like, if you haven't slept well, your whole day sucks. But if you sleep well, the whole day is a lot easier. And, you know, everything, like, if you have a marriage that's at the counseling stage and you're not sleeping well, like, you're making it 10 times harder, I think, to get back together. If you're sleeping better, you can have a clear head and make rational decisions. So I think that's important. And then in terms of eating, now you wanted me to measure that too. I've noticed myself, you know, I struggle with weight my whole life. When I sleep better, it's much easier to resist, you know, sugary snacks and things that I shouldn't have. It's strange, but I noticed that, and I've also read it in the literature. And it's also easier to eat better, and actually, it's easier to lose weight, is what it appears to be. I think just because my body's more rested, so everything works better.
Yeah, absolutely, and I totally can relate to that. On those days where I've had really poor sleep, then you sort of turn to sugar to keep lifting you up, and really, your body is just needing rest and relaxation. And you sort of tend to go through those sugary foods just to get you through the day. Thank you very much, Richard. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. And I'll be sure to put the link to the Good Night Sleep Project along with this episode. Thank you for listening. I hope you all have a wonderful day wherever you are, and definitely a good night's sleep. Bye.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.